I chose to pick some things from the scripture reading that is in Philippians today. And as always, it's from our Bible, which is God's true word. Every word in here is true. Not one of them is pretend. So, the first thing that I liked in our Philippians verse today, can you read that for me?
Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always.
Okay, rejoice in the Lord always. What does rejoice mean? Believe or depend. When you're rejoicing, are you happy or sad? Happy. So be happy in the Lord when? Always. Not just when we feel like being happy, even when we're sad. We can remember to rejoice because the Lord is with us. Okay, the second one.
Can you say that one for me? The Lord is at hand.
The Lord is at hand. What does that mean? This is my hand right here. What does that mean when we say the Lord is at hand? Is he way over there? He's close by. Can you leave your hand somewhere else? No, I can't take my hand off and leave it out in my car or at home. The Lord is at hand. He's right here with me always. Okay. The third one. Who has the, I think you have the third one. I might have to hold that up. Do not be anxious about anything. What's anxious? Questioning or upset? Worry? Worry? Yeah. Don't be anxious about good things, bad things, everything. Don't be anxious. That's moms and dads as well as kids. Don't be anxious about that test at school. Don't be anxious about that person who's unkind or not nice or even bullies you. Don't be anxious. Okay, let's see the next one.
Let your requests be made known to God.
Let your requests be made known to God. What does that mean? If you're letting your requests be made known to God, what are you doing? Are you talking to mom and dad? No. You're talking to God. Pray. Pray. That's right. Pray to God. And the last one. Now, this one was really, really special. Okay, so everybody listen, because it's a secret that Paul lets us in on. Paul says, the secret is,
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And you know why that was a secret? Because Paul had been through a lot. Paul had been hungry at times. Paul had been beaten. He had been shipwrecked. He'd been arrested and thrown in jail. Paul knew that all things, if he depended on God, he would be strengthened. And that's what he wants us to know. This is called Bible study. When we take these little phrases in the Bible and figure out what they mean for us, that's Bible study. That's why we ask you to come up here every week, so we can figure out just a few of those things in the Bible that will help us every day. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for showing us how we can learn about you through the Bible. Amen.